The epistle for the Feast of the Immaculate Conception is taken from Proverbs chapter 8. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his ways, before he made anything from the beginning. I was set up from eternity and of old before the earth was made. The depths were not as yet, and I was already conceived. Neither had the fountains of waters as yet sprung out. The mountains with their huge bulk had not as yet been established. Before the hills I was brought forth. He had not yet made the earth, nor the rivers, nor the poles of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was present. When, with a certain law and compass, he enclosed the depths, when he established the sky above and poised the fountains of waters, when he compassed the sea with its bounds and set a law to the waters that they should not pass their limits, when he balanced the foundations of the earth. I was with him, forming all things, and was delighted every day, playing before him at all times, playing in the world, and my delights were to be with the children of men. Now, therefore, ye children, hear me. Blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, and that watcheth daily at my gates, and waiteth at the posts of my door. He that shall find me shall find life, and shall have salvation from the Lord. In the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from St. Luke, chapter 1. At that time, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee, called Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel being come in said unto her, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Thus far are the words of today's Holy Gospel. Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. These words are taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Aquero. This was the word St. Bernadette of Subaru used whenever she referred to the vision of the lady she saw. Aquero is a French word which means that which I am speaking of. You see, St. Bernadette, when she first saw these visions, did not presume to think that what she saw, who she saw, was the Blessed Virgin Mary, as so many others thought when they heard of her vision. St. Bernadette actually wasn't sure who the lady she saw was. And so when others asked about the lady in the vision, or whenever the French authorities interrogated her, Bernadette would simply refer to the lady as Aquero, that which I am speaking of. She didn't know what else to call the lady. Well, news spread very quickly about these visions Bernadette was having. Everyone was speaking of the Virgin Mary, that she was the lady Bernadette saw. But Bernadette always spoke of Aquero and never gave the lady any other identification. Now Aquero, the lady in the vision, had asked Bernadette for a church to be built. And so Bernadette, who was very young, and as many biographers tell us, she was not too brilliant. She was not book smart. Yet she was very practical for her age. She had common sense. Bernadette went to the parish priest, and she told him that Aquero wants a church built. Now, the priest was wise in not believing Bernadette's visions. As a matter of fact, he was very strict and severe with Bernadette. which was the right thing for him to do. You see, the church does not believe every visionary that approaches them right away. This was a serious thing. This vision this little girl was seeing, it could be the devil disguised. Or perhaps this little girl was lying, making this whole thing up just to get attention. The priest was not going to build a church just because this little girl's visions requested it. And so the priest told Bernadette to have the lady tell her her name. And so Bernadette at the next apparition asked the lady for her name, but Aquero just smiled at her. Until finally, during the 16th apparition of Lourdes, Aquero revealed her identity. During this vision, which was one of the last visions of St. Bernadette, St. Bernadette asked the lady for her name. Yet, as on previous occasions, Aquero just smiled. Mademoiselle, Bernadette kindly asked for the fourth time, would you have the kindness to tell me who you are, if you please? And at this, the fourth attempt, Aquero no longer smiled. She slipped her rosary over her right arm. She unfolded her hands and extended them towards the ground. And then she folded them. She raised her eyes to heaven, and the lady said, I am the Immaculate Conception. Now, Bernadette did not understand what these words meant, but she quickly ran to the parish priest and she cried out to the priest what the lady had just revealed to her. And the parish priest was confused. He who was so strict and severe with Bernadette was taken aback. He realized that Bernadette did not understand what she was saying, and therefore, not realizing what these words actually implied, Bernadette could not have been making them up. She didn't realize the full import of these words, but the parish priest did. And as he choked back his sobs, as one author tells us, he came to the full realization that the Lady of Lourdes that Bernadette had been seeing was truly the Blessed Virgin Mary. For the Blessed Virgin Mary alone is the Immaculate Conception. For she alone was created immaculate, meaning that she alone was made without the slightest sin. Saint Bernadette had then seen the Mother of God. She actually saw her and she talked to her. She watched her and she learned from her. Now today, my dear faithful, is the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. And in our catechism, we learn what we mean by the Immaculate Conception. The Immaculate Conception is that privilege of the Blessed Virgin, which preserved her free from the guilt of original sin. You see, Our Lady was to be the mother of the Son of God. Now, it would not be proper for the Mother of God to be, even for one moment, the servant of the devil or under his power. And if she had original sin on her soul, she would have been in the service of the devil. However, our Lord would never permit his dear mother to be subject to the devil. And so through his own merits, he saved her from original sin. She is the only one in the whole human race who enjoys this great privilege, which is called the Immaculate Conception. Instead of Mary having sin in her soul, she was full of grace. That is, her soul was filled with sanctifying grace. She was perfect from the beginning of her existence, and she always remained spotless, even until her assumption into heaven. Being perfect and immaculate, she is, therefore, one we can always look to as the supreme example of virtue. Each and every moment of her life was one united with God. Whether that moment of her life was one of joy, or that moment of her life was one of sorrow and suffering. We too, whether we are husbands or wives, or if we're single, or if we're still in school, each and every one of us has joys in this life. And each and every one of us have our crosses, our trials in life, our sorrows. We can therefore look to Mary to see how she acted in those various situations in her life. But you might say, none of us have seen the Blessed Virgin Mary like St. Bernadette did. How then are we to follow her example? But my dear faithful, we do not need a vision of the Blessed Mother to imitate her. We have her example, her life presented to us in the mysteries of the Rosary. Each mystery of the Rosary is an event from the life of our Lord and of Our Lady. Each mystery reminds us of the joys, the sorrows, and the glories of our Lord and of the Blessed Mother. The reason we have rosary beads is to help us keep count of the Hail Marys we say, so that instead of focusing on saying the right amount of Hail Marys when we say the rosary, we can use the beads to help us keep count and focus rather on what happened to our Lord and our Lady and how they acted in each mystery. That is why the rosary is so important, especially today when we are surrounded by the example of an immoral world. Because by praying the rosary, we are thinking of the example of one who was full of grace. And in turn, we receive powerful graces from the Mother of God. And thus, I encourage you to strive to say the rosary every day, especially the family rosary. And to help you say the rosary devoutly, I suggest that you relate the mysteries of the decades, the mysteries of the decades you are saying, to your own life. For example, one can be saying the second joyful mystery, the visitation of Mary to her cousin Elizabeth, and can think about how Mary practiced great charity towards her neighbor. The Mother of God went out of her way to help her cousin. She traveled a 3-day journey when she was the Mother of God. She just received the message from the angel Gabriel that she was the Mother of God. And yet she went out of her way to help her cousin. And we can ask ourselves, how can I imitate this? How can I go out of my way and, like Mary, practice charity toward my neighbor? Or perhaps, God forbid, we have fallen into mortal sin and have lost the grace of God in our soul. Now, while Our Lady was the Immaculate Conception and she could never sin, we could still look to what she did. She lost her son in the temple in the fifth joyful mystery. The fifth joyful mystery, the finding of our Lord in the temple. We remember that Our Lady herself lost her son, the Son of God. And what did she do? She went right away, and for 3 days she searched diligently for her child. Likewise, the sinner, who has lost the grace of God in his soul, must search, so to speak, right away to go to the confessional, where he will be restored to the grace of God. Let us then, my dear faithful, strive to say the rosary every day and use it to help us live our lives in closer union with God. It is true we do not have the privilege to physically see the Blessed Virgin Mary, as Saint Bernadette did. But if we think about and strive to see the examples Our Lady presents to us in the Rosary, and strive to imitate them, we will one day see the Blessed Virgin Mary in heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.